Welcome back to The Marriage Melody, where we are composing a lifetime of love and happiness with our husband. I am your host, Rivka Harper. Last time, we were working on letting go, finding just one or two small things that you are willing to let him do his way. Were you able to give your husband at least some breathing space? If it has been a while since your husband felt safe doing things, it might take some time to see the positive outcome. But don't worry. Every time you're able to give him some space so he does not have to worry too much about how he does the small things, it really is making a difference. It is like watering a seed. If you water some seeds, they sprout quite quickly, while other seeds seem to take a very long time to sprout out of the ground, but eventually they do come out. We are going to sidestep right now. Instead of just focusing on our husband this week, we need to remember that we are a whole person, with our marriage just being part of who we are. Some of the other parts of us include our job, the rest of our family, our personal health, which includes self-care, and other relationships. How we are doing and feeling in each of these areas affects all the other areas. It is like a body. If my leg or stomach is bothering me, the rest of me is affected as well. So today, we are going to take a look at one of the other parts of ourselves, our personal health. So don't stop working on your relationship with your husband. We're just going to focus more on you this time. We are lucky. We live in a time where almost any information that we wish to glean is at our fingertips. We just have to go to the search bar of our favorite browser and type in what we wish to learn. And if that isn't easy enough, we can now use AI to ask questions in a way that does not work on a standard search engine and get even more information. Information is great. It's amazing. Except for when it's not. So let's keep going. What are some of the areas that fall under the category of personal health? And you can most likely list them off. They are pretty standard. There's not a surprise. You have your physical health, which includes regular exercise, food, regular doctor visits. And then there's your mental health, which includes your self-care, your stress management, etc. And there is also your spiritual health, which includes the connection with your creator and your self-improvement. Nothing new, nothing extreme, just the simple parts of all of you. The physical, mental, and spiritual. One could argue that our spiritual health should be its own category, just like working on our husband or our job. However, I really like to include a little bit of the spiritual in each category, as well as having it a separate spot on its own. It is hard to be successful and happy in any area unless you bring the spiritual into each aspect of your life. So today, we're going to talk about our physical health. Let's start with exercise. We all know that we need to exercise. Well, what do we have? We have yoga, running, walking, hiking, cycling, either by oneself or with a friend. There are any kind of classes you can think of. There is a gym where you can use various machines and do anything from cardio to weight training. And if you're unsure of what to do, you can even get yourself a trainer. The sky's the limit. And you can even keep track of your exercise on your phone. Did you know that your phone most likely already has a step tracker installed and has been tracking your steps from day one? You can install various apps for whatever kind of exercise you would like and have it tell you what to do. Or you can watch a plethora of videos online. There are apps that are free, and then there are apps that come with a small fee. You might have some equipment at home to use, like mats or barbells, exercise bands, stationary bike, elliptical machine, etc. Or you might have a membership to a gym. Some days you're able to walk or hike outside, and other days you might opt to stay indoors. There's no limit to what is available for you to do. So, which is better for me? How much exercise do I need? Do I need 10,000 steps a day? Is 20 minutes three times a week okay, or do I need 30 minutes three times a week? Well, how about just 10 minutes a day? Okay, we're just going to move on for now. We all know what comes next. Food. Food is either our favorite friend or our worst foe. And most of us are lucky enough to have to worry about what we are eating all the time. So what do we choose? Do we do regular or organic produce? Vegan? Do I really have to give my meat up entirely? Do I have to be dairy-free? But, you know, non-dairy ice cream is just not the same. And yes, I've tried both. Paleo, keto, low carbs and no carbs. How about fasting? Oh, and don't forget the water. But you know what? I don't like my tap water. Okay, no problem. Bottled water it is. No, you can't use that. We now have microplastics to worry about. The list just goes on. You know, you will drive yourself crazy trying to find the best diet or the best exercise to go on. We all know that we have to eat healthy, and I bet you have a general idea of what that means. Well, you limit the sugar and refined carbs, such as chocolate, cookies, cakes, white bread. Notice I didn't say get rid of all of it. I said limit it. And load up on lots of veggies and fruit, along with protein and fiber. Okay, so like, what are we supposed to do? First of all, I don't believe in diets. Diets don't work. And almost all of the time, they are not even healthy. I believe in life changes. If you need to change how you eat, change it. But make it a change, not a diet. Secondly, you're not supposed to go crazy. There is so much information available to us at the click of a button, and it is so amazing, except for when it's not. Sometimes too much information boggles our mind. It makes for too much clutter. So how do we sort through all the information? This is where I like to make sure I add a little bit of sanity into my life, my spirituality. God created each one of us for a reason, and each one of us has a unique mission. God does not create duplicates. There are no two people who have the same mission. You are unique, and this is why you are so special. We were put in this world to complete a unique task. Nowhere does it state that we are supposed to go crazy trying to do it. On the other hand, you know what it actually says? In multiple places in the Bible, it mentions that we are supposed to be happy. He loves each one of us and cares for each one of us just like a loving father. With this in mind, how do we wade through all this information overload? I read a story recently about this amazing woman. She was very extraordinary. They were not very well off, but somehow they managed not only to have the necessities, but also to give so much to others. every time this mother would make food for someone, it didn't matter what she made. Even if it was only peanut butter and jam sandwiches, which she made quite a bit. As she made the food, she asked God to infuse into the food everything needed to make the person healthy. This, I believe, is how we can figure out what we should do. Yes, of course, we need to know the basics, but we already know that. What we need to learn is to be able to take a step back and know who really runs the world. And then just do the best we can, knowing that we are not supposed to do the best. We're not supposed to pick out the perfect thing. We are just supposed to do the best we can while still being able to stay happy. So which exercise is best? Whatever you enjoy and is safe for you to do. Please check with your doctor. Not sure what you like? Well, start by trying out something that seems intriguing. Yoga's not your thing? Try cycling. You can take a bike and go outside or just use a stationary bike. Don't like exercising by yourself? Grab a friend or find a class. You used to like something and now you're tired of it? Change what you do. A 10-minute walk is all you can find time for? Then do just that. Find something and just do it. Don't worry too much about how much or what you're doing. You need to exercise, so go find something you enjoy. That is the only way you'll be able to make it a habit. After you have your habit started, you can adjust things later on. The same goes for our food. You know the basics. Tweak anything that needs tweaking, one step at a time. Instead of 2 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee, use just 1. Unless you have allergies or medical issues, find a path you feel is good, or at least a bit better, and go down that way. You like the vegan idea but like your dairy? That's fine. You have no issues being an omnivore? That's fine. Just make sure you have lots of veggies as well. Whatever exercising you do, whatever food you choose to eat, do it with the intent that you're doing your part to stay healthy. Even if you're not able to eat how you would like, either because what you feel you really need is not available, or we've got all this rising costs and it's too much to afford, and you have to compromise. Know what you are doing. And while doing it, remember to ask God to infuse everything you do and eat with everything you and your family need to be healthy. He can do anything. He has created a world that runs on nature. However, he can change nature and has whenever he chooses. The homework for today is to find time to sit down with yourself and be honest. Are you where you should be? If not, find just 1 or maybe 2 small things you can tweak. If you're happy where you are at the moment and don't want to change anything, that's wonderful. Wherever you are, put thought in what you do and eat and ask God to help make what you do good for you. And while you're at it, don't forget to smile. You are doing amazing.